time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
After a bit of disruption from the gallery,
the chair has detected a disturbance in the gallery in contravention of the law and against the rules of the House. The sergeant at arms will identify the person or persons responsible and have them escorted from the House chamber.
The House of Representatives passed the GOP's Tax Cuts and Jobs Act on Tuesday afternoon.
On this vote, the yeas are 227 and the nays are 203. The conference report is adopted without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The bill was then to go to the Senate for a vote before being sent to the White House for the president's signature. But there was a hiccup, and the House must vote again on the same bill minus two provisions on Wednesday. NBC's Garrett Haake has more.
Tonight is what happens when you rush a very complicated bill to the floor. What happened tonight is you have what's called the Byrd rule in the U.S. Senate. Now, at risk of being too wonky here, this is the rule that says if you're going to pass anything with just 51 votes, everything about it has to be germane to the original issue, the budget issue in place. The Senate parliamentarian came out today and said two provisions that were added to this bill late in the game in the Senate process were not germane. They had to be thrown out. Of course, this happened after the House had already voted on the bill. So tonight, the Senate will vote as planned. The bill will almost certainly pass as planned. Tomorrow, the House will have to vote again on what the Senate passed. The two specific provisions are, one, a deal about 529 savings accounts that would apply to kids who are homeschooled. This was something that Ted Cruz had championed. And a second provision about endowments for very small universities, that their endowments not be taxed in a certain way. There's some reporting that that would have affected only one school, although I don't have that independently confirmed myself. But again, these are not particularly germane issues. It's easy to see why the parliamentarian might say, you know what, this doesn't really fit in a broader tax reform, budget-focused bill. These are very narrow issues. And again, parliamentarian says they've got to go before this bill can be voted on and passed with just 50 votes.
On the Senate side, the vote was going to be close. John McCain is at home in Arizona, so they could only afford to lose one more. Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee was the lone no vote when the first version passed the Senate, telling Meet the Press in October that he wouldn't vote for it if it added one penny to the deficit.
I'm willing to accept a reasonable score on dynamic growth, a reasonable score on dynamic growth. Joint tax does those. There's some other groups that do it. But if it looks like to me, Chuck, we're adding one penny to the deficit, I am not going to be for it. Okay, I'm sorry. It is the greatest threat to our nation. The greatest threat to our nation.
On Tuesday afternoon, CNN's Wolf Blitzer pressed Corker on his decision to flip his vote.
It's going to add a lot more than one penny, as you know.
Yeah, well, it could. It could also. There are projections that show that that's not the case. But I would have rather it been tidied up and there had been absolutely no chance that that was the case. But, Wolf, I think at the end of the day, certainly that's the way I felt during that interview. As I've looked at this policy and I've looked at the benefits to us relative to growth, this is a decision I'm making.
In the midnight hour, the Senate voted.
On this vote, the ayes are 51, the nays are 48. The Senate recedes from its amendment and concurs in H.R. 1 with further amendment. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is passed.
The House now votes on the revised bill again on Wednesday, after which it goes to the president's desk for his signature. Politico reports that there's still a lot of work to be done before lawmakers head home for the holidays. As of now, three votes are still planned. One, a stopgap spending bill to keep the government open through January. Another would extend a key section of the FISA law. And the third is an $81 billion disaster aid bill. It's still unclear whether funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program will be part of the spending bill or not. What a difference one vote makes. The control of Virginia's House of Delegates is now a 50-50 tie after a recount on Tuesday in the 94th House District found the Democrat, Shelley Simons, coming from behind by 10 votes to win by one. 11,608 to 11,607. Republicans had controlled the chamber for two decades. The power-sharing arrangement makes Medicaid expansion more likely in Virginia, meaning hundreds of thousands of people could be getting health care as a result. The final votes are expected to be certified by the state Supreme Court on Wednesday. The Senate Banking Committee on Tuesday rejected the president's nominee for chair of the Export-Import Bank after two Republicans decided to vote no. Former Representative Scott Garrett's nomination was voted down by a vote of 10 to 13, a margin assisted by no votes from GOP Senators Tim Scott and Mike Rounds. Garrett has a history of opposing EXIM, the federal government's export credit agency, and while a congressman, he actively worked to try to kill the agency. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, now heard Tuesday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Voices Network, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.